Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
For 40 years, we have had the thrill of traveling to the nations of the earth. As we traveled nation by nation, we've seen the power of God poured out upon multitudes of people. What an absolute joy it's been to stand and look out over 100,000 people and see waves of the glory of God coming upon them, to see the Spirit of the Lord come like a wave and people crashing under the power of God, healed and delivered, and the most miraculous miracles happen. It's been the case year after year, church and grounds and stadiums and football fields, and the whole time God has shown up again and again and again, never letting us down. But you know, that's yesterday. Yesterday's gone. It's the future that counts right now. Our passion now is to step out and see the greatest move of the Spirit of God we've ever dreamed, to see the power of God poured out upon multitudes of people like never before, to see stadiums filled to capacity with people turned away, to see the greatest miracles we've ever seen, wheelchairs emptied en masse, and God demonstrating something in these coming years beyond anything that we've dreamed. I'm looking ahead. I had a prophecy recently that said this: Tim, what you've seen in 20 years, God is going to reproduce within the next three and greater. In the next 3 years, you'll see more numbers of people, greater miracles, greater signs, and greater wonders than you've seen in the last 20 years. Believe with us as we set out now to touch nation after nation. Jesus said this. He said, I am able to do in your life exceedingly, abundantly, beyond anything you could ask, think, dream, or even imagine, because of the power that right now is at work within you. This is our day. Fasten our seatbelts, because we're entering into a season unlike anything in world history. I am excited. These are the greatest days. These are the days that we were born for.
I can say is praise God. What a great church. You guys are wild. You're wild. Which is the wildest campus? I mean, is it the south? The north? The west? The east? The southwest? Central! Oh. That's scary. Well, take a seat, folks. Hello, Jacqueline. How are you? I'm emptying my pockets. I've got so much stuff. Things. Animals. Hey, speaking of animals, I won't keep you, but I put out... Did you mention this, Pastor John? No, it doesn't matter. We have put out... I've written a few books, but this one is Amazing Animal Alphabet, and it's all about Basil the Bashful bicycle riding bull that lives in Bendigo, and Clifton the card playing crocodile. And so I did the drawings and wrote these stupid stories. And the aim is, while you read it to your kids, to laugh your head off. Harriet, the hilarious horse from Horsham, hides her pet hyena Hillary in the hayloft near Hamilton. Both Harriet and Hillary laugh hysterically when Hans the Hedgehog and Herbert the Hairy Hyrax do handstands in Heathkit. That type of thing. And Igor, the intelligent iguana. And they are on sale. And all the money I've given I've given away about 100. And they're just, it's all happening. Now, we got 40 minutes and 26, 25, 24, 23 seconds. So I'm going to have to move like a gazelle. Pastor John, how are you? You're looking good. Becky's here. Hi, Becky. And of course, Her Royal Highness, Pastor Leanne. Pastor Leanne. I'll tell you something about Pastor Leanne. I've known them for years. She and Pastor Jürgen, we go way back. But she hasn't aged. She looks as young and lovely as when I first met her when she was about 17. Or 16, maybe 14. And she's got all these great big boys. Like little Tommy's now massive. Where are you, Tommy? Where's my mate Tommy? See, he used to say to me, "Hello, Pastor Tim." Now it's, "Oh, hi, Pastor Tim, how are you?" Doing very well. He said he'd like to be married by the end of the year. He's open. He's open to, if you're interested, folks, just contact him. His phone number is 619-428-4200. Come on. And he's open to a call any time of the day or night. Just drop in. Just call in. God wants to do something tonight. Do you like my new shoes? No, I mean, you got to... I've discovered something. You can wear anything as long as your shoes are all right. You can just wear complete junk as long as your shoes. The only thing people look at with fashion is your shoes. Everything else, forget it. Wear what you like. I've learned about fashion. It's stupid these days. Torn trousers, knees hanging out of trousers. The young generation have gone mental. Back in my day, one small hole in your... throw them. Now, buy them like that and then rip them. Jesus, I don't know what's happening with this generation. You... Father, would you anoint your word tonight? Would you do something profound and powerful and strong? And help me to be short-winded in Jesus' name. Amen. Jackie's waving her hand as much as to say, I agree. She's holding up the car keys. It means I've gone too long. Hello, Colin. You've really done well, Colin. Colin. There's Mr. Colby. How are you, sir? Brother Gardner. Look at you. We're in the other room there watching you. And Colby was going, isn't he handsome? She was excited. She was excited to see you there. We weren't as much, but she was. We thought you did a very good job, though. Moving on. Is that okay to encourage the brethren? Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Just take some encouragement. My favourite comedian is Don Rickles. Who's ever heard of Don Rickles? Four. All the old people. Just the old people. If you said yes, you're old. Any young people know Don Rickles? Leanne, you don't know Don Rickles. Do you know Don Rickles? He's dead. He died. Don's dead. Don's gone. Don's gone. Bit the dust. He's out. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Help me. Do you know, last year, Pastor Leanne, last year, I got near the end of last year and ministry was like, ah! We had just been in India. We'd raised $80,000 to go there. We'd had a big move of God. We'd had people getting beaten up when we went in there, and it was all that action. It was great. That's fun. That makes it interesting. And we before that we're in the Philippines, and before that we're up in New Guinea, and then before that we're in Vanuatu, and we'd been traveling. And you know, some people say this traveling is all must be absolutely wonderful. Airports are hell. Airports are hell. Especially Heathrow. That's a bad one. I love England, but I don't like Heathrow. You walk and walk and walk, and they say, how far? Not far. You walk and walk and walk. How far? And we were had it, weren't we, Jack? And I got before the Lord, and I said, Lord, I'm had it. And he said, you seem to be had it. And he spoke to me. He said, he took me into the book of Revelation, where Jesus spoke to the church at Ephesus, and he said, I know your works. And I felt like the Lord say, I know your works. And I ticked the box like he likes me, he's happy with me. And he said, I know your patience, and tick that and tick the boxes. He said, I got something against you. You've lost your first love. And he said, I want you to return from whence you've fallen and get back into that intimate place. And so we took 3 months, hardly traveled. And every day I just went to the mountains, went away up to this mountain called Mount Macedon, and Jack was praying, was seeking God, and I went out there, and he said, I want you to come into the throne room with me. I want you to touch me, and I want you to seek me. So about 4 or 5 hours a day, just out there in the bush every day, seeking God. And God began to talk to me about California. He said, there's a storm coming to California. There's a storm, a holy storm. There's a holy storm. There's a holy storm coming. And I just want to spend a couple of minutes and tell you what he shared with me, and then I'm going to pray for people, because something's going to happen here. Something is going to happen here tonight. He said, it's going to happen with people that are not just half-hearted about the things of the kingdom, but it's going to happen through people that want the throne room. Not token Christianity, but full-on, down the line, all systems go, people that want to get into the secret place with God. And he said, people that will come into my throne room, you see, the Bible says we're already seated there. Scripture says we've been quickened together, raised together, and seated with him together in heavenly places, far above all rule, principality, power, and dominion. We're in him and he's in us. Our souls are anchored in heaven. But by choice, we can consciously, through the blood of Jesus, go into the throne room. It's the holiest place in the universe. It's not a place we can be living in sin and go in there. It's not a place we can be 1 foot out there, just whatever, and the other foot. It's a holy place. It's a place of power. It is the ultimate place of authority in the universe. Out of there comes authority that deals with devils. We had some come out this morning, I'll tell you. We had one in the green room come out. A few came out. It was exciting. It was good to have good deliverance in the green room. Someone say deliverance in the green room. And why not? It's a place of holiness. It's a place of dominion. It's a place not just for the half-hearted Christian. It's for the totally committed, passionate Christian who wants something, wants to do something great, wants to carry something great, wants to carry the anointing in a big way. And I just think there might be a few here tonight that want something from God. I think there may just be some hungry people here. Some people that don't want the status quo. There might just be some people that say, God, I want my hands to carry power. I want the anointing and my words. Now, let me say this. Wherever we spend our time, the characteristics of that place will grow on us. You hang around people that are on fire for God, the fire rubs off. Hang around miserable bandicoots. You don't even know what a bandicoot is. You don't even know. Andrew, where's Andrew, the musician? Where are you, Andrew? Gone. Left. Leanne, you know what a bandicoot is. You know, see, she knows. Where are you, Andrew? What is a bandicoot, quickly? Yes, it is a marsupial. Is it a stupid animal? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Why, how did we get onto bandicoots? How did they get onto that? I have no idea. I don't even know how I did it. Doesn't matter. How did I? You don't want to hang around with people that are mad as a bandicoot. Stupid people, like, otherwise you catch that. Hang around with people full of the Holy Ghost that are talking to you about miracles, talking to you about the power of God. Oh, talking to you about vision, talking to you about a dream. My gosh, I haven't got time to get this excited. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you hang around the throne room, spend your time in the intimate place with God. You know, it's the very place where the Father turned to the Son and said, let's make the universe. It's the place where the Father said to the Son, are you prepared to go and hang on that cross? The Holy Spirit, get ready. The day of Pentecost has fully come. The throne room of eternal dominion and power and might and majesty. The strength of a throne room is the power of the military might and wealth behind it. And we have bold access into the most potent, powerful throne room that could ever be even imagined. In there, there's certain things, and you hang around, you catch them. Number one, when Ezekiel walked in and saw the Lord, you see, we're not there to catch things. We're there to catch him. Ministry is not about carrying things or giving things. Ministry is about giving him. My job tonight is not give you stuff. My job tonight is to come and introduce you to Jesus and let him do it. Catherine Kuhlman said, all I do is introduce people to Jesus. He heals them. And so when Ezekiel went into the throne room, there was Jesus sitting on the throne, and he was burnished bronze, blazing bronze from the waist down. Fire. Daniel says, out from under the throne flows liquid fire. The seraphim, that's plural for seraph. Seraphim. Im. Six-winged angels. You know that, Pastor John. And they fly around. And they, with two wings, they shield their eyes because they can't look at the divine glory of God. But here's the good news. The Bible says we are able now by the blood of Christ to gaze into his glory. Man, I am spitting everywhere. Gaze into his glory. Gaze in, Charles. Hoorah. Hoorah. How many Marines here tonight? I salute you. How many military people here tonight? God bless every one of you. God bless those of you that have been overseas. Good on you. Well done. We love you. Appreciate you. Good on you. Honor these guys. It's a place of the glory. More time we spend in his presence, the more the glory will be seen upon us. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Man, I am really spitting. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Gross darkness will cover the earth. Gross darkness, the people, but the Lord will arise upon thee. Literally, he will shoot forth beams of divine power out of you. Rise, shine, for your light has come. Your lightning has come. And the weight of his glorious, copious splendor has risen upon you. Gross darkness covered the earth. The Lord will arise upon you. His glory will be seen upon you. Kings will come to the light of your rising. People are going to come. Your sons and daughters come from afar and be nursed at your right side. There's rising in America a whole bunch of people that have had enough. Had enough of nonsense. Had enough of half the nonsense going on. People are going to rise up and say the best thing for America right now is going to be a massive move of the Spirit of God. massive. God, excuse me. Is it okay to get excited? Is it okay to get excited? Is it okay to get excited? I'll let you in on a secret. This is America's finest hour. This is the church's finest hour for this nation. Are you with me? I'm getting more excited than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. And a short-tailed bandicoot. Whatever. In the throne room, I'm nearly finished. I'm only going to give myself 5 minutes. That's all I deserve. If I'm going to have time to pray for everybody, I'm giving myself another five. What's your name, brother? No, next to you. Alan. Alex, who's that next to you? Lovely lady. How did you manage that? Well done. He's done well. He's done exceptionally. Good job, Alex. Obviously a man of prayer. Prayer and fasting. He's done it, hasn't he? He's done it. So, in the throne room, there are thunderings. When God speaks, the place thunders. If I spend enough time in the throne room of Almighty God, hungering for His presence, hungering, waiting on Him, then I'm going to start to speak words that aren't going to be nice little whispers in the spirit realm, but they'll thunder in the spirit realm. They will shake things in the realm of the spirit. They will terrify devils. The throne room, it's a place of lightnings, fire. And there's all in Him. But if we spend enough time in there, all the characteristics of that throne room are going to be manifest through our lives. Our words are going to shake. Our words are going to, like Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, their spirit and their life. We'll speak to mountains. Say, get up and move. And if we don't doubt in our heart, believe that what we say is going to come to pass, Colin, we'll have whatsoever we say. What's your name, sir? Did you know that, Kenny? Whatsoever you say, you dare to speak it. Have the God kind of faith, Kenny. Start to speak to your mountains, Kenny. Start to tell your mountains, get up and move. Who's this young lady next to you, Kenny? Another one, another amazing miracle happening here. Well done, Ken. Well done, Kenny. He's been speaking in the spirit, believing God. Well done, Kenny. That's all I can say. In there are the lightnings of God. Am I messing around too much, Jack? She's giving me the look. Jackie, I'm on it. They like it. I'm not going to preach much longer, but listen. In the throne room are the lightnings of God. John G. Lake said, you talk about the voltage of heaven, why there's lightning in the soul of Jesus, and He heals men by the flesh. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 says this. Matthew writing, hang on a sec, just a moment. Clean, folded. I did exaggerate that blow for a humor point of view. That was just, and some of you, if you need to blow it, now's the moment. Now's the time to do that. There's lightning in the soul of Jesus. You see, they asked John the Baptist, they said, John, are you the one? He said, no, Alex. Mrs. Alex. No. I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness. But he said, the one that's coming after me, what's your name? It's a good name too. The one that's coming after me is so powerful that I am not worthy even to get down and lace up his shoes. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost, Michael, and lightning fire. You see, when you're baptized in the Spirit, it's a baptism and an immersion in the Holy Ghost, Ken, and lightning fire. Hallelujah.
See, John G. Lake, I'm just done now, giving myself some time. John G. Lake, a man came into the meeting with a big typhoid sore on his belly, 10 inches of horrible, pussy, foul, big growth on this guy's stomach. He lifted up his shirt. John G. Lake took his hand, put his hand on it, and he said, "In the name of Jesus, blast it out by the fires of God, by the lightnings of God." And it vanished. 2 days later, they contacted him, and they said, "John, that thing is gone. But we can't explain a painless burn mark a quarter of an inch deep where you put your hand." And it stayed there for several weeks. Painless statement that the fire of God. You see, I want to lay my hands on some people here tonight. But I want the lightning fires to go through you. Jesus. I think that's long enough, isn't it? John, that's nearly long enough, isn't it? You know, I'm going to give you the conclusion of the sermon. Done. That's it.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.